This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
At the hour on the DJV program where we have no limits. No limits. You make your own limits anyway. And if you've made limits that are not to the point where you can really go beyond what you're capable of, you ought to look at it again. And you do things that are safe, do you? Well, no. Let's push the envelope. Take your foot off the brake. Jennifer Horn is here to do that with us. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, on the DJV program. All right, so, Jen, you've taken your foot off the brakes. Where are we?
Are you ready to feel the burn again?
Yeah.
Because it is official. Bernie Sanders
Feel the Burn.
Yeah, can you feel it? Because it's coming again, part two. And the sequel's always better, you know, or maybe not so much. Bernie Sanders launched his second campaign for president on Tuesday. He did it on a radio show, which I give him much respect for, because that's a good way to do it. There was a lot of speculation that Bernie Sanders would jump in. He released some videos saying that he was forming an exploratory committee. He had released some stuff on social media to let people know that it might be coming, and it has. Now, what's so interesting to me is before, like in 2016, he was the independent senator. He was running as a Democrat, of course, but he was kind of the underdog who got young people really passionate, and he was taking on sort of this, like, anointed nominee, right? Well, now he's found himself in a completely different situation, and that is just a few years later, he is entering a very crowded people with a lot of folks that are talking just like he does. So before, he was sort of like this radical. People got, oh, a democratic socialist is never going to go anywhere. And now pretty much everybody that's thrown their hat in is using the same ideology and the same ideas, the same platform that Bernie launched 4 years ago. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. One of the things that's going in his favor is that in polling, it seems that the two Democrats that people really wanted to see run most are Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. So he's been polling second only to Joe Biden in multiple polls. So there's a market for Bernie, certainly. I am not a Democrat. I would ask Victoria and Kara, because they are registered Democrats, if they look at Bernie in a certain way, because when I talked to my mom about this the other day, about the possibility of Bernie running again, she went, ugh. Because it seems Democrats think that Bernie was a spoiler for Hillary Clinton in 2016. I'm wondering if you have that same
Hillary
reaction.
Hillary acted as her own spoiler.
Well, that's what I think. Yeah. I mean, that's what I think.
I don't Bernie, but was Bernie like, was blamed, though. He was, and I was guilty of this as well. I was not a Bernie Sanders fan. I was on the Hillary train. I was not on Bernie's side. I thought he stayed in it way too long. And I think, Jen, you were the one who said it forced her, and I think you were 100% right, it forced her to have to kind of deal with him more than dealing with Trump. So I thought he was a distraction far too late into the game. But I still wouldn't. I like Bernie. I think he's a fun person. I like his personality. I don't really agree with a lot of his politics, but I'm kind of a little more moderate. But he wouldn't. If he was the candidate, I'd vote for him. But I don't think that he's going to be. So I don't really think he's.
I actually think it's going to be harder this time, because some of his ideas last time were seen as radical, which got him a lot of attention. But now the Democratic Party has shifted so far to the left that everybody's stealing Bernie's game. Everyone from Kamala Harris to Amy Klobuchar to Cory Booker to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are doing his thing.
I think that election against Trump was a nightmare for Democrats in general, and I don't know about all Democrats, but I personally want to see everything associated with it just go to the wayside
and
then have new candidates come out. I don't think that anyone from that election is going to win.
I hope Bill Weld makes some real noise talking about new blood in the Republican Party. He's somebody I get very excited about.
Yeah, but here's the problem when you primary Trump. He's 89% popular with Republicans.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so it's like I don't know why someone would see themselves as a primary mission. I mean, maybe running as an independent, that might do some damage to him. But if you run as a Republican, 89% of the Republican Party likes Trump.
Weld has a hard time, and his stripes are such one of the most credible, one of the most reliable, one of the most relatable Republicans in my life has been Bill Weld. He was governor of Massachusetts for 8 years. He did a fabulous job bringing people together. He's one of the old Republican guards, the rhinos, if you will, because he has nothing in common with a lot of the people that are Trump supporters. That's where he makes his difference, I think, Jennifer.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, I think he's going to apply or appeal to people like Victoria, frankly. Especially
if
there's a Republican,
there's a
Democrat
is a
left-wing nutcake.
Yeah, I actually do like Bill Weld, and I didn't know anything about him until that he was running with Gary Johnson, and I saw him interviewed several times.
Fabulous.
I really liked him.
Yeah,
I think that there are, I don't know where, I find that, honestly, I find that number to be difficult to believe, the 89% of Republicans. Just in my own life, our whole family is surrounded by Republicans who are regret voting for Trump and are looking for somebody else to vote for, and Bill Weld would completely fit the bill for them. So I don't know. I maybe he does have a chance.
Here's
he's certainly
the way
good
I read
in
it.
Debates.
I read it, and he won't take any of Trump's guff. He'll give it right
Mm-mm.
back to him. Right
exactly.
back to him.
Yep.
I think that there's something to what Victoria just said, Jennifer. I think there is the hardcore base of the Republican Party that loves Trump, the talk radio stations and hosts that love Trump, and certain aspects of the news media that love Trump. But I think that there are people, even if they like his ideas, if they were given an option or an alternative that was strong, there was no real strength to the group. I mean, Cruz, give me a break, and Marco Rubio, those guys are phony, and people can see that phony, they can spot it. Bill Weld is the genuine article. So whether he can go the distance or not remains to be seen. But I think for a lot of people who are in the middle, who are
as well.
Disgusted
Independents
with
and
the
Republicans.
Republicans and the Democrats.
But you have to look at the primary. And so that's why I focus
yeah, you're
on
right. People
strictly
getting
Republicans.
Out to vote.
So that's why I'm saying he might have better traction as an independent, because with Republicans are going to vote for Republican candidates. And look, it's just polling. Polling can be wrong.
But he's a Republican
was wrong
candidate.
On Trump. Right, and that's what I'm saying. Up against, when you have a candidate who is, when you have a president who is, has an 89% approval rating within the party, believe the polls or not, that's just the information, I'm not making it up, that's a huge uphill challenge. And I would also say, as much as people like to complain about Trump's attitude, I think many people, me included, see him as the last chance, as someone without a shame bone who's going to save this country from going to socialism. Because you have a lot of people on the left who are pushing. And they're getting traction. This isn't just pat Bernie on the head and laugh at him and put him in the corner. Every candidate that's running has socialist tendencies on the Democratic side. I don't want that for my country. I don't care about Democrat, Republican, Trump or not. I believe in capitalism. And the Democrats that are running.
That's why Weld makes a good alternative.
You need someone to stop it. And does Weld have a backbone or does he have name recognition?
Yes.
I didn't know who he was. And I don't think that he has that much of a backbone.
He has a backbone. He may not have the name recognition yet. But neither did Barack Obama when he started running. And
but it's a different time. That's what I'm getting at. Well, we're right now at the last election before you go off the plank into socialism. It's a fight.
Well, but the other people on the other side say it's the last plank before we go to totalitarianism with Trump. People think he's a dictator.
People on the left feel, I was just going to say
look
dictator
at the stuff,
word.
The business that's going back and forth between Trump and
I would ask for hard evidence of the dictator
stuff.
Thing because
I'm not.
Attitude,
there isn't any evidence. It's perception.
But there is evidence.
Perception.
Right. So get out of the perception world and go into
But that
into
isn't
evidence.
The way it works. We just spent an hour talking about the news media.
You have a woman who just gave you a Green New Deal that wants every building in the country to be ripped down. She wants to get rid of the airline industry in favor of bullet trains. You have real evidence that this is where these types of candidates want to go.
The
it's psychos. Not a feeling.
They're
it's not
psychos.
Somebody bothering me because I don't like them. It's a real piece of evidence.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that's got to be stopped.
Well, that's why, and the same attitude toward Trump and his way of doing things.
Yeah, a lot of people think
things.
He needs to be stopped.
That's why somebody
that's
like
why no
Weld
one can agree on anything.
Or Bloomberg makes a difference.
The difference is when people go and have that feeling about Trump, I understand. It's because they don't like him, though, or his behavior. You can't give me a real piece of evidence that somehow we're going towards a dictatorship.
Actually,
that's a feeling.
Somebody pointed this out to me in a conversation I had the other day, and they were right. Name something that Trump has done that was bad. that has been really has had catastrophic impact on the country, and there isn't anything. It's
a theory.
It's all feeling.
Well,
it's
that's not really true, because a lot of people on the left do not like that he picked Brett Kavanaugh. There are plenty of things.
Yeah,
a lot of people on the
Brett
left don't like
Kavanaugh
the
done
law.
Wrong.
Dictator.
What's Brett Kavanaugh done that's bad?
We're not talking about dictator thing. You're talking about what's bad. Well, this is what I'm saying. People don't agree with the choices that he's made. So,
okay.
So
I didn't
someone
like
who says
judges, but I don't think he's
right,
a dictator.
But I'm not talking about dictatorship. I'm answering Doug's question where he said, name something that Trump's done that is bad. Well, I'm telling you, people who don't like Trump, those are bad
choices. I'm talking about
made.
How it affects the country. Kavanaugh's votes haven't affected negatively the country at all.
Yeah. What do you mean? He's had
I'm
one
just saying,
vote
to
so
this
far.
Point. Okay, but to this point.
And it was
point,
an anti-abortion vote.
To this point. There's nothing catastrophic that's happened. I'm not an apologist for Trump by any stretch of the imagination, but we have this, and we're back again to the news media perception of what happens that's real versus what people think, and a lot of it is stoked by the stuff that goes on, for example, the Alec Baldwin portrayal on Saturday Night Live and the back and forth between Trump and Alec Baldwin, which is nonsense on both sides. They both should be ashamed of themselves. 18 after the hour.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month, lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video streams at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Recognize this as Reba's voice. No whiskey stronger than the truth. Back to the truth. Reba McEntire delivering a strong story, story of deception, heartbreak, self-medication in this song, which is the title track from her upcoming album, Stronger Than the Truth. Follow-up to the 2017 gospel collection, Sing It Now. Stronger Than the Truth, going to be released on Friday, April 5th. Includes songs co-written by Brandi Clark. A couple of days after the album's release, Reba will host the 54th ACM Awards for the 16th time. She's very popular, deserves every bit of success she has. I think she's fabulous. Interesting story. I was listening to it. I know you ladies listen to the story there. It's a country story for sure. Speaking of country and tradition, at 25 after on the DJV show, Jen Jen, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, and you listening now to music from Marty Stewart, where country music tradition meets classic rock and roll. Marty Stewart comes in and his fabulous superlatives. They join the Steve Miller Band for a 34-day tour starting the 13th of June in Des Moines. The tour includes stops in New York, L.A., Boston, currently slated to stretch all the way through August. A country music historian, collector, and longtime Grand Ole Opry member, Marty Stewart paid tribute to bluegrass icon Del McCoury during a special Nashville event commemorating McCoury's 80th birthday last week. He also recently appeared on CBS to reveal plans for the Marty Stewart Congress of Country Music, a museum, cultural center, and performance venue to be built in Stewart's hometown of Philadelphia, Mississippi. Building eventually will house more than 20,000 pieces of country music memorabilia Stewart has collected and archived all through the years. Priceless stage outfits worn by Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, a lot of others will be in there. Next week you'll be seen in the PBS American Masters documentary, Charlie Pride, I'm Still Me, discussing the life and country music legacy of Charlie Pride from Mississippi as well. Later this year, he's going to appear in Ken Burns' 8-part, 16-hour documentary, Country Music, which will debut on PBS the 15th of September. Ticket info, by the way, on the tour available at Stewart's official website, which would be, I'm guessing, MartyStewart.com. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Kind of like it makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. All right, one other piece of music info. The Jonas Brothers planning an epic reunion 6 years after they announced their split. Nick, Joe, Kevin dropping the brothers from their band. They're now just going to call themselves Jonas. They recently flew together to London to discuss the comeback, which will include some new music and a documentary. Rumors say the Joe Bros are getting back together. Actually, it started last year about this time with their original Instagram page reactivated for the first time in 4 years. Who got excited then? Jen, Jen, you like the Jonas Brothers. Do you all like the
not,
Jonas Brothers?
I did not, no. I was looking to vote for the Joe Bros, yeah.
Who likes them? Kara, you like them?
I used to listen to them when I watched Disney because Nick is the same age, but it's right. Been a while.
Right. They were on the Disney Channel for quite a while before they split. However, the brothers have been spending a lot of time together, including flying to India for Nick's wedding to Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Joe, 29, and his fiancée, Sophie Turner, got on stage and performed at a pre-wedding celebration. They also enjoyed a Swiss ski vacation together in December. So, looks like the gang is back. The boys are back. 28 after the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is denying a New York Times report that he asked the former acting attorney general to put an ally in charge of the case involving his former fixer, Michael Cohen. Matt Whitaker told Congress the president never pressured him to intervene in the Mueller investigation or any other. The Times reports the president asked Whitaker to replace the man overseeing the New York-based prosecution of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen.
I don't know who gave you that. That's just more fake news.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says the former acting AG must come back to, quote, clarify his testimony. A House committee is launching an investigation into whistleblower claims that White House officials wanted to share nuclear technology with Saudi Arabia. This was despite objections from national security and ethics officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The strength of the day comes from your interest in what we're doing here on the DJV program. Strong people we have here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Shellen, and the Dougster, at your service, on your side, proven now to the nth degree by Victoria.
Yeah, what we're talking about is trending news, and if the last, it must be at least 2 months now, you can't go anywhere on social media without hearing about the Fyre Festival and the two documentaries, one on Hulu, one on Netflix, that seem to just be occupying everybody's brain space. And so watching the Fyre Festival documentary, which is essentially a failed festival, ripped off a lot of people, thousands of dollars. The guy who founded the festival that never happened is in jail, and the whole thing is a mess. It makes for the most, it makes for the most riveting documentary. I had no interest in watching it. We watched it together. Your jaw is just like flapping open the whole time you're watching it. It's very entertaining. However, there was one very sad note in the documentary, and that was surrounding a woman named Mary Ann Rolay, and she was the caterer. She is worked and lives in the Bahamas on Great Exuma Beach, which is where this festival was supposed to take place. And so out of her own, in the documentary, she's teary-eyed and talking about how she spent $50,000 of her own money just trying to pay for all the food that she had to cater for all the Bahamian Ukrainian workers who were building this festival. None of them ever got paid. She made 1,000 meals a day, and
wow.
She dug into her into her savings. And so now everyone, really, the documentary is entertaining, but the takeaway everyone had was, whatever happened to Marianne Rollet? How did she recover the money? Well, the answer is someone started a GoFundMe account for her. And so now they've raised more than $130,000 to not only reimburse her for what she had spent, but none of the Bahamian day workers got paid. They were promised to be paid whatever their day rate was. They worked tirelessly through the night in the rain, and they never got paid. And so this money is going to go to Marianne and her husband Elvis to help them recoup some of their losses, as well as going to the Bahamian day workers. But it was just like... It's one of those things. It's a phenomenon. The Fyre Festival, the festival that never happened, has just become such a social media phenomenon. And it is definitely worth watching. I was reluctant, but I will give it 2 thumbs up.
Speaking of tireless workers, our own Kara Schillen works very hard to present lots of things on the air and off the air. The latest podcast is a focus on things that we've talked about in the program. I'm still trying to get her to have some of the things that we have conversationally off the air added to the podcast as we can. But if you want to catch it, a lot of DJV show intrigue, if you will, djvshow.com. You can download and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Search for the DJV show. Lots of good fun stuff on the DJV show podcast at djvshow.com, which this is. Speaking of people in the news, Meghan Markle made an unannounced trip to Newark City. She's in her final trimester. She went to a baby shower. One of her closest girlfriends hosted the shower in her honor. She was also spotted eating lunch with a friend in the Soho neighborhood of Manhattan on Saturday. She was spotted again shopping at a high-end children's clothing store. She has to have an entourage with her. She needs to be walking around by herself. Is she? Who's with her? Got to be a lot.
She must have some security person.
Security,
right?
She
travels
overseas for sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm just curious. They had a baby shower for her in New York, isn't it? Don't they normally come to you for your baby shower? They don't make you fly to another country for one.
Well, but I guess.
Maybe they can all
sometimes
go to the palace.
If all her friends are convening in New York, then... Because it's halfway between L.A.
Exactly.
and London, so, yeah.
Mm. Did she fly first class or coach?
What do you think?
How
don't they have a jet?
They must. They have to.
They can't fly with the rest of us peons, I don't think. They're royalty.
Meghan and Harry are scheduled to go to Morocco for an official royal visit later. What is it? This week or next week? Next week. 23rd. When's that? Yeah, this Saturday. Highlight the vital role that girls' education and youth empowerment are playing in shaping modern Morocco. Morocco is changing a lot. And, you know, there are many people who believe that life for Homo sapiens began in Morocco. And it traveled down the Horn of Africa, and then somehow or other there was migration across what is now the Suez Desert into the Middle East, and so forth and so on. I've become quite a fan, and I think I talked about this last week, of many of the things that are the work that's done, back to fact versus fiction or whatever, the work the National Geographic does to dig into stuff like this. Of course, then there is the other fact that we all came from other places that has to be mixed in with the information. That's my information. I mix it with what comes out of the National Geographic. So who do you believe, the National Geographic
or
me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on. So as we were talking earlier, today is Jima Day. This week's suffering through the pronunciation of that. I never did get that. Iwo Jima. There, you say that with your... Anyway, the fellow identified as the kissing sailor in the famous photo taken in Times Square, he was a World War II sailor, has passed away at the age of 95. His name is George Mendoza. The picture taken in Times Square It was dubbed The Kiss. He died in Newport, Rhode Island. He was going to be 96 in a couple of days. The picture of The Kiss was taken August 14th, 1945, right after the news of Japan's surrender. And it was all over New York, as you can imagine. The caption in Life magazine placed under the photo read, "In the middle of New York's Times Square, a white-clad girl clutches her purse and skirt as an uninhibited sailor plants his lips squarely on hers." Kind of romantic. The 21-year-old woman, who decades later would be identified as Greta Friedman, was actually a dental assistant and not a nurse, as Mendoza believed she was when he kissed her. He was on leave after a stint in the Pacific. It was on his first date with a lady named Rita Petry, whom he would later marry. While taking in a matinee, a crowd outside Radio City Music Hall began pounding on the theater door, shouting, "The war is over! The war is over!" So Mendoza and Petry walked outside to find thousands of people excited, dancing in the streets. And Mr. Mendoza, 22, said that he was overwhelmed with emotion upon hearing the news, so he grabbed Ms. Friedman, whom he mistook for a nurse because he'd seen the nurses in action during the war and was appreciative of the work. I wonder what his fiancée thought about that. Obviously, it wasn't earth-changing because she married the guy.
Yeah.
Greta Friedman.
She's
never
in the
saw
background of the picture, apparently.
Yeah.
There's
right.
a woman smiling at the two of them kissing, and that became his wife.
Yep. So,
lucky lady.
Yeah.
It's kind of a neat story. Yeah, it really is.
Well, it's such an iconic picture.
It is. It's like the Iwo Jima picture.
It is. Yeah. And it's been on postcards since 1945. It's been in dorm rooms it's that poster is
all
everywhere.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another name in the news today, Heather Nauert. Is that how you pronounce her name?
It's Nauert, actually. You're talking about UN? Yeah, Heather
Nauert. UN ambassador. Right. Nauert, is that how you pronounce her name? She was nominated for the position, but she has withdrawn herself from consideration. She was nominated by the president on Twitter.
Apparently, there's some nanny business going on. She had
illegal
nanny.
Yeah.
Really? That takes care of that. You got to be careful. And you'd think somebody would know that before you say yes to being put into that position under the circumstances. Okay, 44 past the hour. Speaking of being put in a strange position, what the heck's going on with 50 Cent? Like the way I pronounce that, ladies?
It's just Cent.
Cent. He's
50
just
Cent?
Yes.
Oh. But what do you mean? 50 Cents? That's more than 1 cent.
Mm-hmm. There's just one fit.
He wants to be
just he's not worried about grammar. No.
I can see our credibility 50. Going down the drain.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, man. sometimes we're the whitest show ever.
Okay, calm down, ladies. It's 44 past the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those 3-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
All right, speaking of, whether it's 50 cents or 50 cent, whatever, this is a story that makes my blood boil. This is another one of those reality situations where white police and black people, there's too much of this stuff. And I'd like to think there wasn't any truth to any of it. But here's the story, if you haven't heard it, somebody in the New York Police Department, a commander, in fact, being investigated for telling officers to shoot him on sight, referencing 50 Cent. His real name is Curtis Jackson, by the way. He's a New Yorker. Didn't take the allegations lightly, unleashing a series of Instagram posts targeting the officer who's Deputy Inspector Emmanuel Gonzalez. This is something been going on, though, for quite a while. Why is it taking so long for this to surface would be my question for New Yorkers or the police or whomever. This was something that went on a couple of years ago or has been festering since then, right? What's the story?
Yeah, well, you know, 50 Cent has kind of, his entire image has really changed dramatically over the last 10 years. When I met him 10 years ago at Sirius XM, he had a bulletproof vest on because there were so many people out to get him. He's already been shot 9 times. And then he invested in a little company called Vitamin Water. He made $1 billion from that.
Yeah.
And then he started acting in movies and TV shows, and his entire persona is completely different. People don't even remember
the Black
thug life that he was living.
Yeah.
Is he?
I think so. Jennifer, what's the story about the other guy who got run over? Remember that last year? That
was Suge Knight?
Oh, good. Wait, what?
Was it Suge Knight? Yeah, it was. You're right.
Oh, Suge Knight, he ran somebody else over.
He ran somebody over.
He's always running people over. He's a mess.
He likes prison. He goes to prison a lot.
Good God. 10 minutes before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jack, Stockwell. All right, here we go again with Dr. Jack. There's a disturbing study out this week that kind of connects your brain and this vaccine that's being used for hepatitis B. First, let's start with what hepatitis B is, because there's been a lot of focus on hepatitis. Is it A, B, C? What is hepatitis B versus any other kind of hepatitis, Jack?
Well, they affect different parts of the body, but they also come from different sources. But I don't mean different parts of the body. They have a different effect on the liver. They're all three viruses. They all affect the liver. They come from different sources, and they have a slightly different effect upon the liver, hepatitis C being the really bad one. Hepatitis A, usually you only see that in some third world countries, but now they're really promoting it heavy here because they've got a vaccine for hepatitis A and they want people to, you know, get their hepatitis A vaccine.
All right. Where do these vaccines get created? It seems to me research, development, a lot of it takes place here, but now I've seen some things lately that indicate many of these vaccines are being manufactured in China because, same old story, it's cheaper to get it done there, and then the product is questionable. Is that accurate, or is is that just a story?
It depends on what you're trying to achieve. Essentially, a vaccine.
I'd like not to get hepatitis, thanks.
Well, sure.
That's what I'd like to achieve.
Be careful where you eat when you're not eating at home, and make sure you wash your hands.
Okay.
That's the best thing you can do. But essentially, a vaccine is designed to artificially stimulate the immune system to build antibodies mm-hmm. to a particular kind of viral agent, some bacteria, but mostly viral agents. And something that's missing in the consciousness of most people is that the human infants cannot produce an antibody until they're about 12 months old. You can pick up any text on human immunology or epidemiology, and you get into the immune system, developing immune system of a human being, they all say the same thing. It takes 12 months before they can even begin to develop an antibody. Mm. When a baby's born, for the first 5 months of life, it has its mother's antibodies that came in through the placenta. From about 5 months on, as its own immune system is developing and coming online, it has an innate immune system it brought with it, and it has a developing white blood system that, after the first 5 months of life, begin to be operational. But it's not till about 12 months they can actually build an antibody to some particular thing that they get exposed to.
Right.
And so this new study...
Yeah, let's go to the study.
You know, out of Sun Yat-sen University in China, because they are having a rash of vaccine injuries over there. And it was just published last year in the journal Cytokine, which is an American publication, incidentally. And they showed that HBV vaccines can have adverse implications for brain development and cognition in human infants.
So it's not the hepatitis B, it's the vaccine for hepatitis B that may lead to having a brain damage.
Where does hepatitis B come from? Multiple sex partners, dirty needles. I mean, it's the filthiest of lifestyle that you can have in the sense of hygiene and cleanliness and these things. That's where you get it. Mm-hmm. And the only reason you would ever want to give this to an infant is the mother is suffering from HBV at the time of birth.
This is the kind of stuff that we've been talking about with regard to vaccines. Just, we've gone vaccine crazy, and some of the vaccines are not normal, not necessary. It's weeding out and having a doctor that's going to be honest, tell you the truth about what these are all about and what you really need. But if you're giving an injection to a baby in the first few days of life, and you don't have any of the immunology that you were just talking about, you're going to be cruising for a bruising, sounds like to me. So some food for thought for people who are having babies. Meghan Markle, beware of the vaccines you're going to give to your baby. Right now, let's talk about how to jumpstart your weight loss program. If you have been yearning for something that's all natural, that will help you in a healthy way lose weight, because a lot of the crash diets and crazy stuff that you go on, it's good to lose the weight. Can't keep it off, though. Calitrin comes in with its main ingredient being collagen. Your body needs it. It helps you push the fat out by exercising, creating lean muscle. And for the next couple of weeks, the folks at Calitrin would like you to buy 90 days and get another 90 days free. 90 days of Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. For the special discount, you get 90 days supply for the regular price and then another 90 days. Help you lose weight over a 6-month period. You'll do it and keep it off with Calitrin. Find it at toploss.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.